Okay, today's daf is Chulin Daf Pei Zayin, and we are on Pei Vav Mabez, continuing our discussion of Kisi Hadam, as we have a couple of blot left to this perek, and the discussion of this mitzvah. Hopefully, sometime before next week, I'll give a daf Be'in Shir. There was one yesterday related to divine intervention and rabbinic autonomy. Hopefully, before the end of this parak, or at some point soon, we'll have a shiur related to the definition of Kisi Hadam in Lamdas. In terms of, we mentioned before, the idea of Kisi Hadam being the Gemar Maisa Shrita. I hope sometime before Yantif to be able to get a shiur up about that. Okay. Anyway, so we're up to the Gemara Pei Vav Mabez, quoted a Mishnah. Mishnah had a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama. If somebody is shechting chayus and ofos, does one need to make a separate bracha on each, or is it okay to have one bracha for all? So the Tanakhama said one bracha for both covers. Rabbi Yehuda says no, you need a separate bracha for each. First shecht the chayus, and then cover the chayus, and then shecht the ofos. So a separate bracha. Okay, so then, thank you. Then we had the brisa towards the end, where Rabbi Chanina was quoted as saying that Rabbi Yehuda would admit that you only make one bracha. Fine, you have to do the kisui separately in between, but you only have to make one bracha. What does that mean? So we quoted the machlokas at the end of the shiur yesterday between Rashi and Rabbi Natam. Rashi seems to say that you only need one bracha on shrita, right? Mashma, that you would need a few brachas on all the kisuis. Why should that be? So we gave the svaras, the Rashba, and the Ritva, and the Rush. The Ritva himself, though, says, I don't know if there's such a diag in Rashi. I think Rashi could hold like Rabbi Tam. Rabbi Tam holds that, no, there's one bracha for everything. There's one bracha for the Shechita. There's one bracha for the Kisi Adam. One doesn't have to make that diag in Rashi. Okay, so that was the machlokas that we spoke about. But we're in the middle of the discussion. Rabbi Chanina made that statement that there's only one bracha. So Amar le Ravina le Rav Acha Brei de Rava. Vi Amri la Rav Acha Brei de Rava le Rav Ashi. So someone said to the other one, Maishna mitalmide de Rav. What's the difference between our case and the story of the Rav students? The Rav Bruna, Rav Chananel, Tamida de Rav Havi, Yasi Besudasa. They were sitting at a meal. Ka'i Alayu Rav Yeba Saba. Rav Yeba Saba was sitting with them. Amrulei Havlivruch. They said, okay, you know what, let's bench. They finished the meal. They said, you know, time to bench. Hadar Amrulei Havlishti. But then they decided they were still a little thirsty. So they said, you know what, let's have a drink. So what's the halacha? If they first said, let's bench, and then they said, let's have a drink, what is the halacha? So Amar Lu Rav Yehuda Saba, I guess he was the host, Rav Yehuda Saba said, Hach Yamar Rav, Rav said, Kivan Damar Hav Livrach, Itzer Lele Mishni Chamra. Once you have had a Hesach Hadas, once you have said, you know what, let's bench, so then you're not allowed to drink wine anymore. Unless, Rav Rishon him say, unless you first make a new bracha. As you make a new bracha, right? Rashi says first Rashi says it on the fourth to last line. You can't drink anymore until you make a new bracha, because you already have a hesach hadas, you're going to bench. So if you have a hesach hadas, you need a new bracha. Tosfos and the big Tosfos on the bottom also says that's what Rabbeinu Chananel holds. That the whole issue is asur, unless you say Bray Paragafen. It's not a blanket isur. There are some Rishonim that say it's asur period, meaning you shouldn't. You shouldn't make another Bray Paragafen and drink more. You should bench and then have a Bray Paragafen. Either way, it's usher to drink without anything right now. That's what Rav Yehuda Saba was saying. So, Hachanami, so too, Kivan de Itzvah, what's the comparison? Kivan de Itzvah, Lekisu Yechayev Le Bracha. Just like over there, Havlon V'Nivrach is a hefsik, and if you should make a new bracha. See here too, why don't we say, once the Kisui Hadam, that is a hafsaka for the Shechita, and when you do the second Shechita, so you're mechuyev in a bracha. Rashi L'shitaso is going through the Shaklev Ataya relating to the bracha of Shechita. So once you have the Kisui, isn't that a hefsek? You should require a new bracha Shechita. So there's a lot to talk about in every line, but let's just finish to the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, one second, Hachiyasha, wait a minute. You cannot compare Shechita and Kisui versus eating and benching. Why? Hachiyashta. Hasam mishta ubruche bahadi adadil afshar. You can't bench and drink at the same time. So once you said, let's bench, so then that's a hefsik. And therefore, you cannot drink anymore. Hacha, after the shachar bachada, michsi bachada. But here, you can theoretically do shchita and kisi adam at the same time. Or you can do shchita with your right hand and kisi with your left hand. So, says the Gemara, it's not a hefsek. What might that mean in a deeper sense, that there's more of an affinity between shchita and kisui versus benching and drinking? It says, shach efshar, shach b'chada, michsi b'chada, but maybe what the Gemara is really getting at, and again, this hopefully will be in the insha that we'll have, maybe what the Gemara is really getting at is that those could go together because they're kind of the same process. And a part of the same process, that's why it's not a hefsek, masha inking, when it comes to mishta and beruche. Okay, that's the end of that discussion, but there's a lot that we could talk about on these pages. The Shulchan Aruch says, related to the machlokas that I just alluded to before, in Arachayim, Kuf Ayin Tes, says the Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Gomar Su'udaso, V'Natal Yadav Mayim Achronim. Right, he finishes his meal, he does Mayim Achronim, Eino Yachol Lecho V'lo Lishtos, Achi Yivarech Berechaz Amazim. He's not allowed to eat and drink until he benches. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Yim Omar Havlon Unavarich, and if he didn't do Mayim Achronim, but they said, let's bench. Havi Ezechadas V'asilo Lishtos Elebkin Yivarech Alav Tchila. A little different lashon. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if you already did Mayim Achronim, you can't do anything until you bench. If you said let's bench, then you're not allowed to eat or drink until you make a new bracha. Rabbi Sadeh Berech, yeah, have a mezumin. V'asol lishos ashi elokin yivarech alav tchila. V'achila dina kishtila harash. Okay, Rabbi Reda Yonah, whether eating is different than drinking. Either way, that is the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah says, v'hu adin sheish lizar l'chachila shlo yafsik b'dibur afilu ma'at. To take a little tila bracha. Yeah, it's a halacha that some are makpid on, and that is not to talk after Mayim Achronim before benching. And if you talk, shalol letzorech benching, to do Mayim Achronim again. Because of the halacha, this is one of the takeifs, Mesechas Brachas. Takeif let a tila shchita. Right, we take a little smicha shchita, take a couple of takeifs, but this is another one. Immediately after Nitila Sedayim should be benching. Achim zorach lahavsik, dover nachutz, if you have to, but the evanim hivsik, yitol yadav shenis, k'dei lios takev letilas yadayim, mayim netilas, mayim achronim, bracha. Okay, but then the Mishnah Berurah goes into this diak that we just made, that it says, you're not allowed to eat or drink until you bench. Velo dummy, says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting earlier, lahav lanu nevarech, demutter lechol, v'rakshi yivarech ha-motzi bitchilu uketil kameh. What's the difference between mayim achronim, where you're finished, you have to bench, versus Havlon and Nevarech, where you say, okay, you can make a new bracha. What's the difference? The Kiva Shadot Yad Vasil Hafsik. It's not the similar period without explaining it. Vihine, that he quotes and says, Yesh Kama Poskim, the Sphere Lu, Dein Isser Lechel, Afadot Yadav. Some say that even by Mayim Achronim, there's no Isser, you have to bench. Varakshi Yivarech Amosi Tchila. Some say both shitas, both cases, you could go lahakel. For akta achra achila, so yitul yadav shedis. You should have to do b'amachronim again. Elo del chachila das habach v'magen avram d'sorach li zara bazeh. But the bach of the magen avram say you should be zahir. And the Bir Halacha quotes, it's not only the bach of the magen avram. After all, it is Rashi, Rashbam, or Zaruah, Rambam, Ravid, Rashba, Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Gra in the Bedasa Beis Yosef. Okay, so there's a nice group of great rabbis, illustrious rabbis, that also seem to say this, that after Mayim Achronim, don't fool around. Mayim Achronim, even with a new bracha, one should indeed. After Mayim Achronim, should be benching. If you did it, so then does it work? It works. But the Chachila, it should not be done. That's the against the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is a mechalik between Mayim Achronim, I misspoke before. Mayim Achronim, you have to bench, and havlan unavarech, you're allowed to eat and drink with a new bracha. So samar machmir, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that even in the second case, one should not make a new bracha and eat. One should bench in that case too. That is the chumrah that is under discussion. Okay, but that's based on our Gemara, because our Gemara says litza itzar itzar the Mishnah Chamra doesn't leave room for any allowance. Itzar unless you make a bracha first. That's the discussion. Rashi here, right? Achi Yivarech Lefanav. Right? Rashi here is Mekel. Sorry, Rashi here is Mekel. Other Rashi is maybe your Machmir. And Rabbi Yochananel here also is Mekel at the beginning of Tosfos. Okay, but that is a big discussion in this Tosfos. Okay, number one. Next, what else can we talk about? Tosfos. The next Tosfos. Tosfos says, top Tosfos. Right? Every one of these Tosfos is huge. Qualitatively. Mishtu bruchi ba'di adadi lo efshar. So what the Gemara say? That it is a hefsik if drinking and benching, because you can't do them together. Mikan haya omer Reb Yontef. Reb Yontef said based on this, Shim aman mei chalasov hispalel. What happens if you're in the middle of eating and then you remember to daven mincha? So you had in mind, it's not going to take so long, you go daven and then you come back. Says Reb Yontef, Kishachozer ubalechol tzorach levarach berchas hamazon v'lito yadav levarach hamotzi. You got to bench and wash again if you daven in the middle. Why? Mishum demechal v'tzaluyi b'hadi adon yelo efshar. You can't bench and eat. You can't daven and eat at the same time. So isn't our Gemara laying down the rule that if it's two things that cannot be done at the same time, then they create hefsekim for each other? Right? Only if you can do them together, like kishchita and kisui. You can't eat and daven at the same time, so it's a hefsek. That's the shita of Reb Yontef. Why haven't we ever heard of this? We always said, no, 72 minutes is okay. We could go back. V'e nira, because Tosfos argues. So the dummy klal, no, don't compare the cases. Mishum dahacha havi livrich havi gemar davar v'havi hefsik. V'chein kisui im lav de efshar b'hadi adadi. Right, both of those symbolize an end to what you're doing. Avol tfila, I mean, they're specifically related. It's not just that you can't do them together, but one closes the other one. Avol tfila lo havi gemar lusuda. What does davening have to do with your meal? What if you heard thunder and saw lightning in the middle of your meal, made a bracha? You can't do that while you eat either. Right? You gotta finish what's eating in your mouth. So there also you're gonna have to bench and wash. No. It's not a din in what can't be done and can be done together. Right? Already Tosfos is already loose to the idea that we said before. It has to do with whether one is really a gemar of the other one. So by kisei and shchita, what does it mean? They can be done together, right? And it means that, you know, one is completing the previous one. Masha'en came when it comes to other items. Therefore, just because you dive into the middle does not mean that you have to make a new bracha and bench. Next tosis. Umichzi b'chadi yada. Right, this is also on the same line. You could shecht and do kisui at the same time, and that's why it is not a hefsik. Sorry, Masha'en came by drinking and benching. Says the Tosfos, Yesh lehistapik. Right, it was a suffik. Imsach bein shchita l'shchita. Imsach lachzor levarech. If I talk between shchitas, I'm doing a shchita, and all of a sudden my friend walks into the factory. I'm like, hey, how you doing? Well, thanks for coming for the shlacht house to see what's going on. You want to watch me do the shchita? Wonderful, fine. I was sach. Do I have to make a new bracha on the shchita? Dine hefsik. What's the halacha by dine hefsik of shchitas? And kamo gabi tefillin. He says, after all, where do we know this lashon from? Sach bein blank the blank. That comes from tefillin. Right? Sach bein tefillin the tefillin. We had a big discussion in Maseches Menachos. Right? Me'ikar adid, you make one or two brachas on tefillin. Major machlokas we've shown him. If you spoke in between, you have to make a new bracha on the tefillin shel rosh. Does that mean you make one bracha on the shel rosh or two brachas on the shel rosh? Right? So that's the discussion we had. Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam, Rif, all of the shitas there. So do we say that Sach bein shchita l'shchita is the same thing? Got to make a new bracha on the second shchita? Oh, shema inzor lach l'varach, or no, go be emsa suda. Or is it like the middle of a meal? Sheyachol adaber, veitzor lach l'varach amotzi. So what do you say? Tosfos says, if you're talking me'inyin ha-shchita, then for sure you don't have to make a new bracha, fine. But what about if it's not me'inyin ha-shchita? If you have a hefsek, you have to make a new bracha on the next shchita. And Tosfos says, skipping a few lines, don't bring me a raya from tefillin, maybe, because the hasam he mitzvah achas, ve'ein lo lahafsik. Tefillin, maybe, is one mitzvah. It's counted by all the moneh ha-mitzvos as two. Tefillin Tzayan and Tefillin Shal Rosh are two separate mitzvahs in the count of the 613. But in terms of conceptual analysis, it's one mitzvah. We make, this has come up before, we make two brachas on Tefillin, not because it's two separate mitzvahs. That's not why we do it. After all, the Ramah writes, if somebody only has a Shal Rosh, then you make two brachas on the Shal Rosh. It's not lahadiach on the shel yad and the al mitzvahs on the shel rosh. No, they're both on the mitzvah of Tefillin, which was made up of two of the 613. It's really linked. It's linked. So says the says Tosfos, so don't compare it exactly to tefillin. But shechita, there's no issue of being connected. You can stop whenever you want. But Tosfos says it's better not to talk in the middle, because then you're not exactly sure whether you make a new bracha. If you had a hesach hadas, Tosfos says, you for sure have to make a new bracha. That's what Tosfos says at the end. If you had a hesach hadas. But again, this is the big discussion of tefillin and having to make a new bracha. This is an interesting discussion I saw in the Itur, the Sefer HaItur. Anybody, I was once or twice, I think, at a bris in Yonah Dioma, is a bris this morning, a bris of twin boys. So what does the Mo'al do by bris of twin boys? One or two brachas, right? Two shechitas in a row, we say one bracha, right? Two tefillins in a row, right? It's two brachas, but that's only because Chazar Masaki, two brachas in this mitzvah. So Pashas, you might say that two brisim, is that mechalik? Are they distinguished? You make two? So the Itur says, Shahamoel beis tinokos ta'omim, chayiv beberchas ha-mitzvahs al kol mila u-mila. Separate brachas. V'lo dami l'shchita, shemavur shemavar bracha achaz akam shchita. It's not similar. Why? Mishum delagabe shchita efter l'shchor beis behemas ke'echad. Right, shechita, as we said, you can do two at once. Somebody is there, what we had it back in the first parak. You can line them up, two animals together, and go back and forth over the two necks, and that's it. Right, under the neck. So then it's possible. Therefore, k'mo sh'amru la'el, ha'shochet v'hita shnei rashim ke'acha shechitas ha'ksheira. Like the Gemara we had earlier on Daf Lamed. Aval l'gabe mila, kivan she'efshon lamu l'shem ke'echad. You can't do both at once, no matter how great of a mole you are. You got to be focused on each one. So sorach bracha al mila. So that's a berachas hamitzvah. That's a berachas shavach. It's interesting. What about lahachnisa? Could that be berachas hamitzvah? You have to make separately. So bisman azel o'maisa. What we do is we usually try to have a hefsek in between. The mall takes a walk around the block. You know, we do something to create a hefsek of a hesach hadas. So the father's also going to say lahachnisa. You're asking, what if there was no hefsek and we're just passing like this? Each you're doing one after another with two berachas hamitzvahs. Do you say two lahachnisos? That's a good question. Usually we say lachnisa between the mila and the priya. So if you want to do that by each one, you got to make two brachas. But it's interesting. That's what the Itur says. The Rivash, commenting on the Itur, says he thinks just the opposite. By shechita, where you can do them at the same time, and you choose to do them separately. So maybe there, that's showing that you're doing two separate maises, and therefore it would make sense to make two brachas. Mila, you can't do together. So the closest you can have is one right after another. So why shouldn't one bracha suffice there? Don't use the fact that you can't do it together as a reason to make two, but that as a reason that you can't do it exactly simultaneously, and therefore if you do it one after another, it should be good enough. And therefore, the Itur says maybe you should make one bracha. So it's a machlokas, but again, I think lemaisa, to get us out of any suffix, we have a hefsek, at least the twice that I saw it, we had a hefsek in between. I was at a bris that was in my shul in Woodmere a bunch of years ago. I don't remember how that must be like 7-8 years ago by now, that there were three brisim that morning. There was a one guy had twin boys and somebody else had a boy the same day. It was three, but two mo'olim involved. And one mo'ol did the two boys, but they did the older twin boy, and then that mo'ol said goodbye and took a walk, and then they did the single baby boy, and then they did the second of the twins. And anyway, that was a busy morning. Busy morning. Okay, we go weiter. One very important final discussion, and that is the bracha of Kisi Adam. What's the bracha of Kisi Adam, and when do you say the bracha of Kisi Adam? What and when? So if you look in the Bahag here quoted in the Rashba, the Bahag here quoted in the Rush, says, the Bahag says, the Birchas HaKisu you said after Kisi Hadam. That's the Shita of the Bahag. Baal HaLachas G'dolos, U'basar D'michsi, Mechayiv Levruche Baruch HaShem L'Kinim L'Chalam, Asher K'dishadu V'Besot V'Sifadu, Al Kisi Hadam. The afal gab da amrina and kol mitzvahs kulam b'varach alein over l'asiyasan. I know the Gemara in B'zachim and elsewhere. Why don't I say Ovelas Yasan? Hacha shiny. Bipresha zu bracha tluya bishchita. Wow. Shem shacha shchita shede reuya patimilachasos. If it's not a good shchita, so then you can't, there's no mitzvah. So you have to wait till after the shchita to do the kisui. Vim kain kvar hischil ba. The efshar ba over lasiyasa. So you already started, so you can't do over lasiyasan. What do you mean you already started? Say it right after the shchita before you do the kisui. Oh, sounds like the Bahag is saying that the Shechit is already the beginning of the Kisui. And that's why you already started, unless he means you already started because Shechita, the Kisui, as we know, you have to have stuff under and the stuff over. And right after you do the Shechita, the stuff falls onto the stuff under. But still we would say, even Be'emsa Asiyah so do it. Lefichach Tiknua Achar Kisui Shehechshar Mitzvahi. Wow. That is the Bahag. The Bahag says you do it La'achar La'achar Kisui. You can't have Asiyah on here. The Rambam argues. The Rambam said, no, you do it before. What's the... Maybe I hold of your lumdis, but the Rambam says, Mitzvah Zasei, the last parak in Hilchos Shechita, parak Yudalin. Mitzvah Zasei, Lachasos Dam Shechita Schaya Tahora. O Of Tahar. Shemar, O Asher Yatzutse, Chayo, Of Asher Yeachel, Vashavach Zamov, Chizo Bafar. Lefichach, Chayiv Levarech, Kodem Sheyechase. Brach Lashem Agam Achalab, Asher Gashanu, Zavitzvanu, Al Kisi Hadam. Right, that's the Lefichach. Lefichach, exactly, the Lecha Mishnah talks about what's the language of Lefichach, but he says before or after, what do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Kisui Adam, which by the way is in Hilchos Shechita, interesting lamdis, Oso Vezbino is after, right, that's after Treifus, right, after Hilchos Treifus you have Halachas of Oso Vezbino, I think. Right, but the Hilchos Dam, right? I think it's there. I'm not going to look for it right now again. But Hilchos Shechita in Hilchos Shechita Siman Chavches Hilchos Halachas of Kisui Hadam says the Shulchan Aruch Chayiv Levarech Kodem Shiachase passes like the Rambam Shulchan Aruch Chavches Beis before Asher Kedushar Beis Vesvanu Al Kisui Dam Be'afar. He adds a word. Shulchan Aruch says the bracha is al kisui dam be'afar. Where does that word come from? Says the Taz. Afal gav delo matzinu b'shum makom shemaskirin prata mitzvah bibracha ela derech klal. You never mention details of the mitzvah, right? Al atilas lulav bi'igudo shelo nektam. Right, that's not the bracha, right? Of lulav. So what do you cover the blood. You have to cover the blood in dirt. What do you have to mention that detail for, right? Says the Taz, V'yibken ha'yadai lomar al-kisui dam l'chud, mikol makom ha'chashayni, sha'ose shnei mitzvahs. Tehainu kisui shalamata min adam, v'shal mala, v'zeh nilman min be'afar. It's just a description of the mitzvah, of the two elements of the mitzvah. Kisui dam, but realize be'afar, because it's under and over. So al-kein tzarech lomar be'afar lahoros al-shnei mitzvahs anal. That's the Taz. That's why you use the lashon of be'afar. Also a discussion... No, we're not going to look at it now, but about La Hafresh Eschala. Some people say La Hafresh Eschala, and some people say La Hafresh Eschala Min Ha'isa. So also there, the different versions of a bracha, but here this is the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama adds, Misha Shachat Pam HaRishon Mevarech Shechiyanu Al HaKisui Avalo Al HaShechita Demazik Liberia. You don't make a Shechiyanu the first time you do Shechita because it's killing. And anything, even though it's what you're supposed to do, you just kill. Like the poskim say, you don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, or Mechias Amalek. But here, you're killing Mazik Liberia, and you'll make a bracha of Shechiyanu outside of Eretz Yisrael, Bachlokes we've shown him. In Eretz Yisrael, they make a bracha of Shechiyanu by a bris. But outside, they don't. Why? Because of Tzar Lianuka. Because you're hurting the baby, and therefore you shouldn't make a Shechiyanu. Okay, Minhag Eretz Yisrael is to make a Shechiyanu, Machlokas Rishon. But anyway, that's the Ramah. And the Nosei Kelim here and the Arachayim all deal with the issue of when do you make a bracha the first time you do mitzvahs. Right here, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah says, the first time you do Kisui Hadam, you make a Shechiyanu. Masha'en came when it comes to Shechita, because there's a specific reason. What about tefillin? What about tzitzis? What about all of those other mitzvahs? Do you make a Shechiyanu? That is a discussion. Most other cases we say, have a new fruit with you and a new beged, and therefore you won't run into problems. But again, this is the Ramah. The Ramah says, Beferish, by Kisui Hadam, that the first time you will make a Shechiyanu. Okay. I guess we should continue. Says the Mishnah of an Aleph today is chock full. Shachad velo kisa. Let's say shechita was done and somebody did not do the kisui. Vira'o acher, meaning the shochet didn't do the kisui. There's a lachanchila for the shochet to do it. If the shochet, why is there a lachanchila? Again, relates to our sugya of lamdis. What if he didn't do it? Chayav l'chasus. Then you have to go do it. If you see blood that was not covered, you got to do it. Kisov and his gala. But what if the guy did cover it and then it got uncovered? Patim l'chasus. Then you're potter. Because kisi adam was done to it. Kiso haruach chayav l'chasus. If the winds, though, came and covered it, and then it got uncovered, then you have to be machase it. Only if someone else was machase it, and then it got uncovered, you do not have to do kisui. But if the wind did, then you have to do kisui. Big discussion in Lumdus, what's the svara? What's the svara of the wind covering it? Why don't you have to cover it? Is it because the kiyum ha-mitzvah, meaning why don't you have to uncover it and cover it and do the mitzvah? Is it because this is a case where the mitzvah was done already by itself? Was the mitzvah done, Memela, when it's covered by the wind? Or the mitzvah wasn't done, but just the situation of the mitzvah was removed?
The mitzvah is that the mitzvah should be covered.
Is the mitzvah should be covered, or is that the mitzvah was removed? What's the nafka mina? What if it got covered by items that you can't do the mitzvah of covering with? Whatever, certain types of material, that it got covered with material that you can't do the mitzvah with, a nafka mina. If you say the wind works because the wind did the mitzvah, that's got to be dvarim that you could cover with. But if it's just that the situation of the mitzvah was removed, so then even, anyway, it got covered. There's no longer uncovered blood. Okay, either way, that's
it. It's not covered.
Then you might say it's not covered. You might say it's not covered. But if you say that even, it's machlokas achronim, the tefillah shor and others, if you say that you don't even have to do it if it's covered without anything, so then you would say it's because the situation of the mitzvah was removed. There's a Teferis Yisrael that I wanted to mention yesterday. It's on yesterday's mitzvah, but I forgot to mention. And that is, yesterday we had a discussion of a katan doing shchita. If a katan does shchita and you're watching him, it depends. Says the Teferis Yisrael, v'nirali, didavka kishiroesha hakatan eino machase. When do you have to? It said, if a katan, others are watching him, you have a chiv to be machase. Says the Pharisee Yisrael, that's only if the katan himself wasn't machase. But, mutter lo haniach lo katan lechasos. If a katan shechs, while people are watching him, you're allowed to let the katan cover. Avagav the b'chol mitzvahs in katan poter as a gadol, the katan pater midaraisa, b'chol pater midavar in a mozi acher yidechavaso, hachashani. Why? Tiafagav de rami chiyuv al aroe, hainu kishein ha-shochit v'chase. Aval hacha ikar chiyuva al ha-shochit rami. And therefore, since the katan was the shochit, that he gets to do it, even though he's a katan. Aval kishe shochat gadol, einu rashoi l'chalich ha-katan b'kisui. You can't let the katan do this. Why? Mishum de chiyuva al ha-shochit rama, ve'ich yivterenu ha-katan. Interesting in terms of who does it. So the katan, the shochet is lechadchila who does it. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanon, v'shava v'kisa, misha shava v'chase, the one who did the shchita should do the kisa, v'shacha v'lo kisa, v'ro achem inayin, shachay v'chasos, how do I know if the shochet didn't do it, that's anybody else who sees it, should cover, sh'ne'emar, v'omer l'b'nei Yisrael, ashara l'chol b'nei Yisrael. So it's ashara to all Jews. All Jews have to do it. Something to say, but we'll wait. Remind me about the tour. Tanya idach v'shavach v'kisa b'mesha shafach bo yechase. With what you shechted, bo yechase. That also should be with what you cover. What does that mean? Just like you shechted with your hand, you should also cover with your hands, not with your feet. Shelo yechasenu b'regel, shelo yu mitzvahs b'zuyo salav. The mitzvah shouldn't be disgusting to you, right, in a buzzy way. It's like ekef tishmon. Right, don't use your feet for the mitzvah. You're doing the mitzvah. You know, don't just push the dirt, or as we'll see, the different materials to use. You shouldn't do that with your feet. Mitzvahs bezuyos. If you look in the last Rambam in Hilchos Shchita, the last Rambam quotes this halacha and says it's a yesod gadol for life. Says the Rambam, ukishemachase lo yachase beraglo o biyado o besaken o bekli kadesh lo yinog minag bizayin bemitzvos v'yu bezuyos alav. Don't do it with your feet. Why? Adds the Rambam. She'ein hakavod la'atzman shel ha-mitzvos, ela l'misha tziva b'hen baruchu. You're not just giving kavod to the mitzvah. You're giving kavod to the mitzvah of the mitzvahs when you do a mitzvah. V'hatzileinu milamashesh b'choshech. Mitzvahs help you from walking in the darkness. V'arach osam ner liyasher ha-ma'asim. V'or lahoros nesivos ha-yosher. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Shchita. Right? Says the Rambam in Hilchos Shchita, the last halacha, mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are about being mechabed God, because he gave them to us to straighten us out. straighten us out, and to set the table in front of us and help us not go and walk through the dark. That's what mitzvahs are about. That's the last Rambam in Hilchos Shechita. It's a Shabbos Shuva Rambam. Hopefully we'll get back to that. Anyway, so says the yes, that's what he learns from this halacha. Shlomi Mrs. Buzul Yosalov. Tanya Idach Viter, Vishavah Kisa, Misha Shavachu Yichasenu, the Shochet has first rights. Maisa Be'echad Shachat. Here we go. New sugya. There was a case that a shochet shechted, and he was about to cover the dam. His friend came and bumped him over to the side and covered the blood. There it is, the source in Shas. If you steal a mitzvah from somebody, you got to pay him 10 zehuvim. You can look at the mafarshim here, what's 10 zehuvim? I mean, it's based on a pasuk by Eliezer and the Matana is giving to Rivka, right? The Asara, Becca, Mishkalo, well, the Yud Zehuvim is all related to that. But you have to give 10 zehuvim. That is the halacha. Major machlokas. There is a minority shita of Rabbeinu Chananel, quoted by the Rishonim in Baba Kama. The riff on Daf Lamed Bezim and Bezim, the Dafi Arif. In Baba Kama, quote, this is a special knas that only applies to Kisui Hadam. Doesn't apply to other mitzvahs. Special knas here. Why should it be limited? Oh, I don't know. But Rovri showed him argue on that based on a number of reasons. Number one, the Gemara is about to relate this concept to Birchas HaMazon. It's about to relate it. And number two, why should you limit it? If it's stealing a mitzvah, it's stealing a mitzvah. A mitzvah is worth 10 zehuvim. I've mentioned the story in the past. One time I was in camp and I was about to give a ride home to somebody, and Rabbi Neuberger saw me in the dining room. This must have been 10 years ago or so. And he says, oh, you owe me 10 zehuvim. So what are you talking about? He says, I was supposed to take so-and-so to give him a ride home. And I said, I didn't. He's like, oh, no, I'm just joking. But that's the Gemara in Chulin Pei Zayin was a lie for him. Right? And therefore, that's the case of Yud Zehuvim. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch says it in Shin Pei Beis. Shulchan Aruch, though, has a little different lashon. Hopefully we'll get back to this soon also. Shin Pei Beis, end of Choshen Mishpat. V'chein, mi sheshachar chayev ha'ofu, ba'achar v'kis adam, shalom midas ha'shochet, chayev litin kamo sheyiru hadayonim. V'yesh mi shehore, shu nosin knas katsuv, v'hu yud zehuvim. 2 days. The Rambam. Some say maybe whatever the Dayanim decide. And number two, Yud Zehuvim. V'chein horu shekal hamonei habayla milas was mitzvah zaseh shehem ru'uyim lasosa v'kadam acher v'asa mishalim labaylim Yud Zehuvim. There it is. Then the Rama quotes. Yana Dioma. Hailo ben lamul. Right, what happens? You're about to mal your son, and then somebody comes, gives you a body check, knocks you off the bima. Uba acher umalu. Somebody else quickly does the mila. Chayev litin lo Yud Zehuvim. Aval nasno la acher lamul uba acher v'malu pater. This Rama has a lot of ink spilled on it. If somebody knocks off the father and does the mila, then he has to pay. If he knocks off the shliach of the father, he doesn't have to pay. Shluch shalom kamosa. What's the difference? Whoa, this is huge. That's a Rama. Bizman hazeh the Shulchan Aruch adds ein magvenoso. We don't do it. That's based on the Tosas right here. Tosas right here, in Tosas v'chivu, Tosas says we don't do it today because there's less b'chizor and kiss, so it's like a knas, which we don't judge in Bavel. Okay, a lot here. Good, let's continue. Ibai lohu, schar mitzvah u'schar bracha. When we say ten zehuvim, is that purely for the mitzvah, or is the bracha also valuable? Is the bracha also valuable? It doesn't mean, the Rush here says, The Ramban also says, doesn't mean if there's a mitzvah without a bracha, then this whole halacha doesn't apply. It means, is there a special quality to the bracha also? L'bay nafkamina l'berchas ha'mazon. The nafkamina is like, let's say you have a mitzvah with more than one bracha. I amr tzchar mitzvah achasi. If you say it goes by the mitzvahs, then if somebody benches instead of you, remember the days where only one person was mezamin for everyone, right? So if one person is, then you only make one bracha. You only owe 10 zehuvim. The amr tzchar bracha havin arboim. But if you say go by the brachas, there's 40. Has to be 40 because there are 4 brachas in Birchas Hamazon. So my, what do we say? So Tashma, Damalei Out Stuki the Rebbe. There was a Stuki that said to Rebbe, Misha Yatzar Harim Labar Ruach, Misha Bar Ruach LeYatzar Harim. The creator of the mountains and the winds were different. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says, Kihine Yotzer Harim Ubore Ruach. Pasuk in Amos used different verbs. There was a Yotzer and there was a Bore. So Amalei answers Rebbe Shota. Fool. Shvil Asefi Tekra. Go to the second half of the pasuk. Hashem Tzvakos Shemo. Right? Hashem is his name, meaning it's one source of it all. There's one Yotzer and one Bore. Right? So that is the Hashem Tzvakos. The Marsha here says, what was the real issue that was bothering the Stuki? The Stuki was saying, what is he saying? He was saying the harim and the ruach. He was saying, Misha bara haruchani, lo bara hagashmi. Gashmias and ruchnias. He says there's different sources for Gashmi. There's the spiritual God and there's the Gashmi God. You can't say they come from the same source, Gashmias and ruchnias. That's what he's saying by mountains and winds. Lakach shina ha'oshan, bara b'davar ruchani, v'yasa b'davar ha'gashmi. And Rebbe says, Hashem tzvako shmo. Hashem shu shmo ha'miyuchad, hu Hashem shel tzvako shehim gashmi v'ruchani. Right, Hashem's involved in both. But that's the that was the root question of the Tzduki. Amale. So he says, the Tzduki says to Rebbe, Nikoli zimna tlasa yomi, umahadana l'chatz yufta. Give me 3 days to come up with a better an answer. Give me 3 days to come up with the next line. So he says, okay. So Yasa Rebbe tlas pathanisa. Rebbe, for the next 3 days, he sat in fasting. Why? The Ritva says, because he was a gadol adar, and he was worried. Well, what if he's proven wrong? It'll be a chil Hashem, and he has to answer him, anei ksil ki'ivalto. So was he going to get it right? So Rebbe was nervous. He fasted for 3 days. Ki avi boi mivra. At the end of the 3 days, he just wanted to get a little nourishment before the Tzduki came in. But amrulei Tzduki kaya baba. But then they came and they said, Rebbe, he's here. Amar, he says, vayitnu babrosi rosh. They put bitterness into my meal. Yeah, I didn't even get to eat. Amar le Rebbe. And then the Tzduki comes to Rebbe, and it ended up being a different guy. Mevaser tovos ani lecha. I bring good tidings. Lo matza tshuva oivecha. Your enemy did not figure out a good answer for you. V'nafo min agag lameis. He committed suicide. Jumped off a roof. Couldn't bear it. Amar lo. So Rebbe's like, oh, thank God. Ritzon chosh tito lesli. So Rebbe says, by the way, you want to eat with me? You, friend of Tzduki? So Amar lo, hein, yeah, thanks. Achar sheshal achla v'shasu, but after they ate, Amar le. So then Rebbe wants him to leave before benching. Doesn't want him to take part. He's at Tzduki also. But he was just a nicer Tzduki. He wanted to take part in the benching. So he kind of says to him, Koshal bracha ata shosa o arboim zehuvim atenotel. You want a bench? Or you want 40 zehuvim? And he obviously thought that the guy would want the money instead of the mitzvah. So I'll give you 40 zehuvim. So amar lo, koshal bracha ata shosa. He's causing problems. He says, no, I'll bench. Thank you. Give me the koshal bracha. Yatza basko v'yamra, koshal bracha yishvar ba zehuvim. Abasko went out and he says, oh, you see a koshal bracha is worth 40 zehuvim. So you don't really hear the end of the story of what happened, but you see from that gemara, that story, that it's schar bracha, because it's 40 and not 10 by benching. Amar Reb Yitzchak, adayin yeshno losa mishpacha mengdoli romi. That family is still among, there was like a bracha that Rebbe gave him, so he was among the great Roman families, v'karon osa mishpachas bar luyanus. Okay, there's still a great family in Rome. Tosas deals with the question of Tosas and O Arba Zehuvim. Isn't there a fifth bracha, Bar Piragafen? There's another bracha. What do you mean 40? It should be 50. It has to be 50. It's five brachas. Tosas says, it should be 50. Tosas answers, oh, it must be according to the Manda Amar that you don't need to bench alakos. Right? Tosas says, it must be according to that Manda Amar. According to that Manda Amar, you would need to. That's Tosas. If you look in Rabbeinu Yeruchim, or other achronim, I'm sorry, the Arena Yeruchim says maybe it's just not counting the Birchas Hanehenin, which might be Lumdis. Is Birchas Hanehenin in the context of a mitzvah, does it have the status of a mitzvah or not? The Shach, though, has a very difficult answer. The Shach in Shin Pei Beis, right there we quoted, the Shach says, oh, Beri Paragafen is only Durabanan. It's only Durabanan, and therefore, Yuzahuvim is only by Daraisis. Asks the Ksos, right? The fourth bracha is, I'm sorry, the Shach says, the fourth bracha is only drabanan, and that's why don't count that one. So it's only four without the fourth bracha of Atova Meitiv. So the Shach, the Ksos says, Berber Gavin is also drabanan. So what's the difference? So the Ksos has to say, you have to figure out why this is. The Ksos does not know why, but he says, it must be the Shach holds that when you have a mitzvah that's drabanan, that doesn't count. When you have a bracha that's drabanan, that will count. Right, so why should that be? But that's how you have to explain the Shach, because the Shach obviously knows that Berachas and Enin are the Rabbanan. But that's the difference. That's the Tosis and the Tosis's answer and the Shach's answer in Shin Pei Beis Aleph and the Ksos in Shin Pei Beis Aleph as well, explaining the Shach. Weiter. Kisov and his Gala. So back to the Mishnah. If somebody covered it and it got uncovered, then you don't have to cover it again. What's the difference between this and Hashavas Aveda? Hashavas Aveda, you have to do it even 100 times. The guy lost it again and again and again. You have to do it 100 times. So Amalei, Hasam looks at Miuta. There's no Miut. It says Hashav, even 100. Hacha, Ksiv Miuta, Vikisei, who? right? Once he covers it, then it is finished. Oh, Hashem Tashiv Afilu Me'a Pa'amim. Right? You could say also that, I think you could say Hashem Tashiv is a result-oriented mitzvah. Right? So you could say it's a result-oriented mitzvah, and therefore, as many times, the result, you have to make the result. Kisui Adam maybe is a Maisa. It's not the result of having the blood covered. It's doing the Kisui. Right, so you're saying it's a Ribui. It's not a Miyat here, it's a Ribui there. Okay. Okay. That's like Marnei Lemetzias. I feel the Me'a Pa'amim by all those things. Kiso, Harua, but what if the wind covers it? So we had the Chakir before. Amar Abba Rechana, Amar Biyochana. Lo, Shonu, Al-Chazav, and Izgala. When do we say this case? Only if it was Chazav, and Izgala. If the wind covered it, and then it got uncovered, then you have a mitzvah to cover it. Aval lo, Chazav, and Izgala, Patim, Al-Chazos. But if it didn't get uncovered, and the wind covered it, you have nothing to do. V'chi Chazav, and Izgala, my Havi, Ha'idchilei. Even if it got uncovered. Why don't we say it was nitcha? The situation of the mitzvah was rejected. So Amar Papa Zoso Meres Ein Dichei Etzal Mitzvahs. So this is the principle of dichui. It must be that chefsa shel mitzvahs and situation of mitzvahs you don't say are permanently rejected when they are rejected. It's Ein Dichui. You only say the principle of dichui by kadshim. Rashi says, but by mitzvahs you wouldn't apply it. Umay Shnami Hadatanya. What's the difference between the case of Hashochei V'Nivla Dam B'Karka Chayav L'Chasos? Right, if you have a shechted and the blood got absorbed in the ground, you still have to cover it. Didn't it disappear? The answer is no. Hatsam kishirishumunikar. You can still see the mark. If you can still see the mark, then the situation of the mitzvah is still there. Masha enkein, in the case where it was totally covered, the situation of the mitzvah then disappears. Period. Okay, again, obviously there's a lot more on this amud, but we're doing daf yomi. Says the Mishnah. Dam shenis arif b'mayim, blood that got mixed up with water. Emish b'mar is dam chayv l'chasos. As long as it still looks like blood, even though it's diluted, you have to cover it. Nis arif b'yayin, if it got mixed up with wine. Ro'ono sokilu himayim, so figure, pretend the wine is water, that ratio, and would it still look like blood? Nis arif b'dam ha'behema, what if it got mixed up with dam behema, right, which is not chayv in kisui, o b'dam ha'chaya, or blood of a chaya that's not chayv in kisui, what's that? Rashi says dam ha'kaz, hekes. Right, a wound. Blood wound of a chaya. So again, Rono Soki Iluheimayim, same thing. You try to figure out as if it's water and would it still look like dam from the dam that's chayv in kisui. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in all these cases, ein dam mevatel dam. That's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, min bemino eino batel, and therefore, even if it gets mixed up in a lot of blood, you still have to do kisui on that, because it's not mevutel. Period. Dam anitas v'shalasakin. This is the issue that we said before. How much of the dam has to be covered? The dam that's spritzed out or on the knife, chayav l'chasos. That also you have to do kisui. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, emasai b'zman she'in sham dam elahu. That's only if that's the only blood. Aval im yesham dam shelohu patim l'chasos. If there's other blood, you don't have to be so crazy about getting every little bit of blood, right? You could just be mechase what is in front of you. Interesting discussion the Achronim have, just to mention, the Tfuo Shar, which is one of the classics on Hilchos Shechita. What happens if you have blood that's chayv in kisui that got mixed up with blood that was already niskase? Is there bittul there? Not blood that's mufka from the chiyuv, but blood that had the chiyuv, but he already mekuyim, and then it got revealed. Well, you don't have to cover it again. But that's the Tfuo Shar's suffix. Okay, says the Gemara, Tzadon Hasam. The Mishnah says there that we had in Zvachim, Rashi says, in Shchitas Kachim, that's how Achronim, that's how some Rishonim termed the Masechta. So Tanan Hasam, Dam Shinis Arif Bamayim, blood that got mixed up with water, Imish Bamar is Dam Kasher. If it still looks like blood, that is Kasher to do Zrikas Hadam with. Karbonis. Nisari b'yayin, ro'ona soki luhimayim. Nisari b'dam b'emo b'dam achaya, ro'ona soki luhimayim. Review the Omer, ain dam avatal dam. Right? Same Mishnah. Here we have it by Kisi Adam, and there we have it by Karbanos. Amar Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Yochanan, Lo Shanu. When do we say that as long as it looks like blood, you do the kisui, you have a chiyav of kisui, and by Zrika, Elo Shanaflu Mayim L'toch Dam. If the water falls into the dam, then we say as long as it looks like dam, you still have the chiyav. Aval Nafal Dam L'toch Mayim, but if it was the opposite, the blood was falling little by little into the water, Rishon Batel. Then it's batel, little by little, and even if it looks, if there's a rove in there and it looks like blood, so then we say, you are not allowed to do the zrika anymore. That's the context of this state. Because kama batel. Amar Rav Papa, Ula Inyan Kisui Eino Kein, Ein Dich Eisel Mitzvahs. Maybe that applies by blood for Zrikas Hadam, but by Kisui, if it falls in, it's Batal, because it doesn't look like blood, but the second it starts looking like blood again, you do Kisui Hadam on that blood, as a Chiyav, because Ein Dich Eisel Mitzvahs, and therefore the situation of the Mitzvah comes back. And Zrik is in Kachim. Kach is a mitzvah, but it's a special din by Kachim. Special din by Kachim, you say it is, it's part of the mitzvah. I mean, Rashi says in the bottom, V'chi amrinan dichui bipsul karban hu da amrinan. Right, as you could say it, but in the world of Kachim, it might have different halachas.
It's not really
in the mitzvahs. Outside of Kachim. Outside of Kachim. Okay, just remember the Ran in Nedarim Nun Beis that we've discussed many times, and that is what's the Svara of Min B'Minu Eino Batel, that because you need a clash in order for Bittul to take place. You need a clash of Isser V'Heter, or Min B'She'eino Mino. When you have two things that can coexist with each other, Min B'Mino, they can live side by side, and therefore they're not Mavatel each other. That was the Svara for Rabbi Yehuda's Min B'Minu Eino Batel, and that's where the Ran extended to explain why Dover Sheish L'Matirin is Eino Batel. Because Dover Sheish L'Matirin is a little bit of a Heter, and therefore it's Heter B'Heter, it's not Batel. Okay, we won't read that now to save time. One more line. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kol Mara Admimus, Machaprin, U'machshirin, V'chayevan B'Kisui. Anything that's still a little red, mechaprin, could be used for zrikas adam, umachshirin, and it is good dam to be machshir l'kabal tuma, right, dam, one of the seven liquids, v'chayev m'kisui, and you have to do kisui. So, ma'ika mashlon, what's the chiddush? Mechaprin, tanina, that we learned already in the Mishnah Zvachim. Chayev m'kisui, tanina, we learned in our Mishnah. Machshirin, it's richalai, so it must be machshirin, because that's the only one that's not in the Mishnayos. So, where it says, machshirin nami, what do you mean, machshirin also? What's the difference? Idam achshiri mikshar, imaya achshiri mikshar. What's the difference? What it looks like? Dam and mayim are two of the seven liquids anyway. So what difference does it? What difference does it look? What it looks like? So lo tzricha shetimdu make shamim. What happens if no? It's got mixed up not with tap water but with rainwater. Rainwater it makes a difference because it's only machshir l'kabal tuma if the bialim is happy about it, as we've said, as we've discussed. So mega shamim, one second, nami kivin the shakal v'rami yakshavinu. But didn't you take the rainwater and mix it in? How to get into the mix with the wine? So the second that you took it, you showed you were happy about it. No, lo tzricha shenisbedu mei alehen. No, it must be that it got mixed up with the rainwater by itself, and that's why it makes a difference. Because if it's just water, so then it's not going to be moksha l'kabal tuma. Only if it's blood, it will be moksha l'kabal tuma. One other answer, Reb Asi minahar vil amar bitzalalta dama. Maybe we're talking about the clear liquid that comes out of blood. When blood is congealed, you know, clear liquid comes out of it. When a lot of that, when milk is congealed, no, clear liquid comes out of it. Whenever you like a freeze, a juice, there's the concentrate, and then when you try, what's frozen, what comes off first? The diluted. So here too, we're talking about that part of the blood. What's called the serum. The clear liquid coming out of the blood. Rabbi Yerbi Medifti Amar Anish Kares Hudiika Kazayas. You can even get kares for that serum if you drink the liquid, as long as there's a kazayas of blood that it came from. Bemasisa Tana Metamin Ba'olav Hudiika Ravias. It can even be Metamin Ba'olav, this clear liquid part coming out of the blood. It has the status of blood as long as it has a Ravias. Period. We'll have to stop there. And Hashem, we will continue. Parsha Shir tonight. Parsha's last Parsha Shir of the year. Of Tashin Ayin Aleph. Last Parsha Shir of the year.